it's very difficult to kind of explain now because times have changed so much. But I think during those years, it was almost, I mean, we knew, or I knew there were gay people, or I knew, you know, I had friends at school who were possibly gay, and, you know, it wasn't like it wasn't talked about. But it was a very different level of awareness, and so it was never something that was ever really, I never sort of considered and thought about consciously. Fell in love.
Yeah.
It was really that, you know, just very much totally. We just were totally fell for each other, and that was really sort of transformational for both of us. So, you know, it was meeting each other really that was the big transformation. Yeah. There wasn't a conflict ever with my Jewish identity. And in fact, I see a connection with coming out with then also coming back to my Jewish roots more, because I remember meeting, I was on a Pride march, one of the very early ones, and my friend Nikki, who I'm still lifelong friends with, I didn't know her then, she came running up to me and she said, "Are you Jewish?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Oh, great, another Jewish lesbian." Brilliant. And at that point, I started to meet other, where there was started to be a whole sort of network of Jewish lesbians that we discovered. There was even a Jewish lesbian conference in 1983, which was the most incredible event. I mean, I would say it from the point of view of having a marginal identity. I mean, that's not about my spiritual life, but it's more about my social identity. I think both of those facts about me, or parts of me, complement each other in that sense of being sort of slightly outside. I do find often it's easier to be out as a lesbian than as a Jew.